Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The goal of dating is to end up in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
But everyone's definition of when a relationship actually starts...
When that flip?
Yeah.
When you turn the corner?
You got it. It's different. Because it seems that women, they do have a timetable.
Oh, yeah.
Where we men need some kind of negotiation to determine when what we are doing is officially official. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
I have in front of us a study.
Yeah.
And right up front, I'll let you know, it's not a very scientific study.
Yeah.
They asked 100 women how many dates you have to go on with a guy before you expect them to be exclusive with you. We are now in a committed relationship. Tommy, would you like to guess how many dates women replied? On average, it was exactly the average, and it was the most common answer.
Like you're a thing now.
After five. Damn it, I'm sorry. You know, well,
I'm going to say four. I do.
I screwed it up. I'm
That's
sorry.
All right.
Five dates.
Okay.
Women expect you are now in an exclusive relationship.
Yes.
Okay, that gives it... I picture that to be a little over a month because maybe you're going on a date once a week with somebody.
Okay, yeah.
You know, every Saturday or something.
All right, Tommy, is five dates enough dates where you are now exclusive with a woman?
I would feel no.
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 You need more.
No. And I can remember, like, being told, like I pushed it too far with this one chick I was dating. So I was, like, getting ready to go downstairs and do some business.
I didn't think we were going there.
And she said, I told you this, right? She goes, oh, I only do that with people I'm serious with. I'm like, okay. No problem, lady.
Well, you got, she gave you the munch pass.
The munch pass. Like, I only do that with people I'm serious with. By the way, this chick was a skank, man.
And you're going down.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I wasn't.
What are you
talking? Okay, but like, also, did you take offense to that?
No, I was really, I was getting ready to go.
Okay.
I was getting ready to go lick some Florida clam here, and like she gave me the pass, man. I'm like, good.
How did we go from 0 to 100 that quick?
No, but I think I told you the story before.
Yes,
man.
I remember now. It's still startling every time I hear it.
But she was a little cutie, dumb as dumb. Dumber than my sister, and she set me up with her. But she was adorable.
By the way, I also gave Tommy the wave off.
But she, what?
I only do that with brothers I'm serious with.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know, dumb and delicious.
I would like to get away from what you're talking about.
Yeah.
How many dates before you believe it's time to be exclusive?
Now, I'm thinking, like, we're going to go for a while here.
What's a while?
3 months.
Before you're exclusive.
Like this is my girlfriend.
3 months of casual
dating.
Yeah,
I know. That's a long, I feel like that's a long time to not put a label on it.
Why label things? Keep looking around.
So you're saying,
but I think after 3 months and you like this person enough to keep dating them for 3 months, like it almost happens naturally. Like you just stop looking around. Like maybe you go into it thinking I'm going to keep my options open. We don't really know each other yet. But then after a while, I think you start to close those other doors just because you realize you like this person or you're comfortable with this person or you get in kind of a situation where you're both now exclusive and it just happens naturally.
I always feel like how long you hang at the house. But let's say she comes over on a Friday.
Yeah.
And she, but she, you know, she's out of there Saturday morning.
Okay.
Or let's say she's there until Sunday. Like she hung for the weekend and some of her stuff is there. That's kind of an indication that she thinks this is a relationship. As soon as she starts leaving stuff behind.
Okay.
Like she's saying she.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, it asks women. So, I mean, we're going based on women.
But I'm saying.
Well, you're asking me.
Yeah.
Right. But
well, no, that's why she said that.
I mean, if Moose leaves his stuff over, yeah, I guess he's coming back tomorrow.
Okay.
So I want to talk about something the debate you guys are having, because it illustrates a huge difference between men and women in relationships. Before we do that, Kimmy, is five dates a reasonable expectation to be exclusive with a man?
I think five, you've now established that you both like each other and enjoy each other's company enough to keep this going.
Oh, no, but we're not talking about keeping it going. We're talking about shutting everything else down.
But I guess at that point, you'd want to say, like, all right, where are we going from here? Because if the next step is let's be exclusive, then that's probably around the point where you would make that decision.
Okay, so this study and the discussion that Tommy and Kimmy are having, and they're having two different discussions with each other at the same time, highlights what might be the biggest difference between men and women when it comes to starting a relationship. Because Tommy, until just now, I had never thought there could be a number of actual dates before my free trial ran out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thinking like there's like an end to this.
So like, we could go on 3 dates, we can go on 12 dates, whatever. But the idea of being exclusive with each other would not have crossed my mind until there was a legitimate discussion about it.
And she's going to initiate it because I ain't.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would assume we're just having fun and dating around until she brings up the idea of, are we boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm going to keep eating the candy.
Right? I mean, Kimmy, is that something you've always had to broach with guys you're with, or was that a mutual discussion that showed up?
No, I think it was kind of a mutual discussion.
First tackling had to happen.
I got him!
Stay here.
I think it kind of becomes a mutual discussion, and I'm guessing that discussion happens even sooner, depending on what age you are, because like if this is something that you think is going to be a little bit more serious, you might start discussing like living situation, like things might move a little quicker just based on financial needs.
Okay.
Do you have dental?
Look, I mean, there is going to be a moment where you realize, even if the discussion hasn't been had, it's coming. And I think you're right. Stuff being left behind is an indicator of that.
Sure.
You're starting to hang out unplanned.
Okay.
You know, it's not just like, let's go out to dinner and this, and this. Now it's like they just start coming over and we'll see where this goes. Maybe we spend a couple days together. I don't know.
You know, coming to a mutual decision that you are in an exclusive relationship with someone is always one of the hardest and most awkward things to do, because it happens in one of three ways. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The first one is the what are we discussion.
Okay, what are we? What are we?
What are we? What
are
we?
Are you still seeing the
label?
Yeah.
Okay, that is so not fun.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, it's the dump or get off the pot moment that you have been avoiding, right? And it can also get folks who aren't sure to agree to mutuality so you don't hurt the other person's feelings, because you're staring them right in the face when this discussion happens. Like, what are we? And I don't want to hurt you. I like you. But at the same time, the second way this happens is what I like to call the girlfriend proposal.
The girl proposal?
Will you be my girlfriend? Like, straight up just ask.
Wait, I have to say that to her?
Well, that happens.
That's how you put a label on it, right?
Like, and it sounds stupid if you're over 12, right?
Yes, it really
does. But that means we're now not seeing anybody else.
Exactly. But I have to ask.
That you know about.
I have to come out and say, will you be my girlfriend? And, like, it was always weird to me when this happened, like, when I made that decision, because, like, I always felt like, do I have to get you something? Do we have to create some kind of memory?
A moment.
How sure, when you would ask that question, how sure were you that she was ready to do that too?
If she kept hanging around, I assumed it was a yes. Yeah. And I was always right.
All right. That's what I'm asking.
Because I got it. The third way is out of nowhere referring to them as your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Oh, in casual conversation.
Yes, around someone else to see how they react.
Oh. But that's a big meatball you're leaving out there.
Look, it's the easiest way.
Yeah.
It can also be the most embarrassing
way. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If either they go, oh, no, or they pull you aside after and go, hey, listen.
Right.
But
it can also happen, though, because you don't know how to introduce that person. Like, you might feel awkward saying, this is my friend, even though you've been dating for, like, a little while now.
But if I'm bringing you around.
So I don't want to offend you by saying, this is my friend, either.
But if you're bringing her around to these other people, that kind of gives her the indication that you're a little bit more exclusive. Because usually I don't bring them around.
Oh, no, I would bring chicks around I was just hanging out with. All the time.
Like, to meet your friends and stuff?
Yeah, whatever.
They came over for the heat.
I mean, if we're just hanging, she's coming. Maybe something happens.
No, I never brought him around.
There. Yeah, I don't really. No. Okay, no,
because then it kind of ruins the other stuff.
So, Kimmy, I never had the "Do you want to be my girlfriend?" and it got shut down.
Yeah.
I did make the mistake of introducing a girl as my girlfriend.
Oh,
and then on the ride home, she's like, "Listen,
not quite."
I was like, oh, okay, this is a long ride for this discussion.
Yeah,
was it done after that? Then,
yeah. My pride was so hurt.
Yeah. It's like, a boner killer.
I didn't even broach it, like, again. I was like, okay, well, I guess we're done here. But, like, that conversation was done in 10 minutes, and we still had, like, 22 more minutes to go before we got back.
So,
and it was nighttime, and I was driving down Ridge Road in Greece, so it's just, like, light.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in a movie scene.
Oh, it was a nightmare. 252 WCMF, a new poll reveals of 100 women that after 5 dates, most women expect you to be committed to them and only to them. No more dating around, no more seeing people. 5 dates and you are done. The other thing we may have to talk about here.
What's that?
What constitutes a date?
Like an initial date or any date?
5 dates to one person can look a hell of a lot different than 5 dates to another.
But just getting together isn't always a date.
Exactly. Mm. I would argue hanging around my apartment doesn't count. It's not a date.
Right. Mm.
Like, if we're fooling around and watching a movie or something, like, I'm learning I'm attracted to you. I'm learning we may have sexual chemistry. But as important as those things are in a relationship, they don't determine if we are compatible in a relationship.
But she's going to see it differently.
I agree. Yeah, I know.
Like, diddling's a date.
Do you see diddling as a date?
Well, I think anything that you plan ahead of time is a date.
What did Bo Diddley say?
Bo Diddley, diddle, baby.
Did you?
Oh, I'm diddling all night, baby. I come now. They call me the midnight diddler. I come around, but after the kid is asleep. Kim, Bo Diddley, that's a word.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry. That was not worth interrupting.
That was a pretty good Bo Diddley.
Not really.
I mean, you're still.
Be better.
Hanging
do
out.
Do Bo Diddley.
No, it's not my thing.
Oh, yeah, you're saying.
It's like asking me. It's like crapping on a welder and be like, you weld things now. It doesn't work.
I mean, I guess if it's early on and you call somebody to come over, that's kind of a date. I mean, that's a hang. I don't know what else you want to call it.
You went under the rim.
I would consider it a date.
So if you come over, let's say, all right, again, hypothetical. All right. Let's use a different guy here to not make things weird. You go over to a guy's house. You've gone on 2 formal dates. You're just hanging out on the couch, watching a movie, and like
but I think
stuff
like
happens.
Just to hang out alone is a date.
It's not a date. It's not
okay.
A date. If I
but, if I but touch
then,
you
so that doesn't
sexually.
Count then. So
intimately.
So you don't count that Me? In terms of like how many times you're seeing a person before you call it.
In my mind,
serious?
In my mind, early on. A date is we are somewhere, we are discussing, we are introducing ourselves.
It's like a night out.
Okay. Exactly. Like that way I am feeling you out still. Do I like being around you? Do we have compatible ideas, beliefs, future, hopes, and dreams?
So you're not talking at all when you're in the comfort of your own home?
Watching a movie and playing with each other? Like, I don't know. Like,
sure,
are you talking?
Still speak to each other in that
time?
So,
how was work today? What do you think about the car wash down the street?
Please don't do that.
Way too fast.
But so, like, okay, I guess.
Not for the girls I was with, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Go faster, go home.
Yeah, you go to the wrist.
Because I'm alive. Live wire.
So you're just getting right to it, and then she goes home?
Well, or she stayed and got up and
went. So you're not talking in any at any point in time? Like, there's no other.
Well, you just did this. I'm sleeping.
I think as soon as she curls up on your couch and you've touched her, that way, she thinks you're an item.
Oh, exclusive?
Yeah. I'm thinking in her mind, if you're on the couch and we're watching TV.
Women
she's
also like to have a hookup. Like, it's not.
I understand, but this isn't a hookup. I'm talking, you've gone on a few dates now. Okay. You're over at my house. It's like, we've done a few things.
Yeah.
This is like, we just been
I think you're
apart.
Thinking too old school.
Well, I'm old. So she's on my couch, and I've now made a little move back there.
Yeah, there are plenty of women I know that have like a friends with benefits kind of situation for a while.
Okay, but we haven't
don't
gotten
define
to that point,
anything.
But you're jumping ahead of me here.
Yeah.
I'm saying 3 or 4 days, you've come over to my house, we put on the TV, and now I'm making a move. What's in her mind? Generally speaking, I know there's different
we
types
have
of
chemistry,
women.
Chemistry, we're still getting to know each other.
So you're thinking that she doesn't think,
I don't
like,
think like just because you had sex once, she's like, okay, we're going to get married.
I understand that, but are we boyfriend-girlfriend?
I don't think that that's automatically assumed after that. Like, I think the conversation still has to be.
I'm always thinking in her head now. She's that comfortable.
I'm so dynamite. She is now attached forever.
Well, how could you not, man? I'm a little piece of meat over here.
You realize that could go the opposite way. Like, ooh, this is not what I thought it would be.
That's normally probably how it went.
Well, later, after she slams the door.
No.
But before that.
Bro, like, I mean, you talk all this crap. I knew you when you were single in your late 40s and early 50s. A lot of women coming through.
Yeah.
Like, quickly.
Yeah.
As in, like, oh, no.
I moved them through, baby.
Yeah, I don't think it was you moving
them. Yeah, baby.
I don't think you were doing a lot of moving.
Live them and leave them, Pat.
I think the movement was just happening.
Fooled around and fell in love.
There
fooled
is a
around and fell in like.
There is another way I think this could... You could be exclusive without even having the conversation. It's not of our world because this came about after us.
Okay.
But if you both delete your dating apps.
Oh. Okay. So
because like if that person is no longer seeking other people,
okay,
they no longer have a profile, they're out on the dating app, that kind of means like
so they pulled the plug.
You're no longer right. looking.
Okay. Can I ask a question going back to something you said earlier, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about this new study done, a study of 100 women. 5 dates was the average and the most common response after women believe you are exclusive to them. No more dating other people. We are in a committed, actual boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. You brought up friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we were kids, teenagers, 20s, friends with benefits were a thing.
Yeah.
How old is too old for a friends with benefits situation?
I think it becomes almost more common when you get older. You have your own separate lives, and it's kind of a comfort thing. You're just kind of seeking companionship without having to commit to that person because I kind of like what I got going on over here, and I don't want you to come mess it up.
Okay. Because I would have thought the opposite based on something you said earlier, because you know, we have seen people we know, Tommy, mm-hmm. that go through divorces or whatever.
Yeah.
They want to move the dating thing along quickly to see, are we compatible? Can we have a life
together?
But
they're lonely. They want to get back to what they
had. I think it just depends on what point you are in life, in your own career, in your own, you know, financial situation. I think it just depends on if you just like being an independent person.
Yeah, you're setting your ways when you get older so that friends with benefits may work a little bit more convenient.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But I will say this.
Buckle up, everybody.
No, you can always tell, too, like when a woman comes in your house, how comfortable she is in your house, like how she moves about your house. Like if she comes in, like she almost kind of lives there,
mm-hmm.
she's kind of thinking like this is her place now.
Yeah.
And this is her guy. Don't you think?
Yeah, no,
like,
I agree.
Like she's very comfortable moving about your house. Mm-hmm. Like she doesn't, you know that feeling.
Yeah. No,
she's kind of committed to you.
I think she's committed to you if she poops in your house.
That girls don't poop.
And she's open about it because most of the time.
Where are you going to go take a dump, man? That was a quality diddling, but. Woo, Lord.
Am I wrong?
Wait, that diddling knocked the dump loose?
Oh, diddling.
One of my favorite Bo Diddley songs.
Bo Diddley knocked that dump, baby.
What are you doing?
Well, Bo Diddley mumbled a lot when he got.
Did he? Are you sure that he was not having
a
stroke?
He had a stroke.
Going back to something you said before.
He kept dropping his guitar.
When it comes to.
They call it the Bo Diddley sound.
When it comes to how comfortable women are.
Yeah.
Jesus,
taking a
I'm
big
telling
one.
You, because I think a woman will hold
dropping
out
a brown
long
snake
time,
in a river.
A long, long time before she's comfortable enough to do that.
Okay. That did not happen. That was not the moment I realized my wife and I were serious.
Okay.
So I lived with two other guys.
Or so you think.
Okay. Ew, come on. My wife doesn't poop.
I told you, I dated one chick. She told me when she came over to the house, she goes, if I got to take a dump, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And she said that to me.
The moment I realized my wife, then girlfriend, wanted to get serious, I lived with two other guys.
Mm-hmm.
She had come over one night. We had gone out for drinks or whatever. And there were two, they had two girls over.
Yeah.
And one of them was like cooking in our little kitchen.
Right.
And my wife was bothered that there was another woman cooking on the stuff. Yeah. That she was cooking. And I'm like a 21, 22 year old kid at the time. And I'm like, this woman's a psycho, right? Like, I didn't get the idea of, like,
what's
I want...
What's she doing
She
here?
Got territorial.
Yes, very, very.
Okay.
And I
all
was
right,
like,
that's a sign.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, but so does territorial... What?
Well, it's exactly what Kimmy said, and I go, yeah, territorial. You go, wow, she was territorial.
Oh, sorry. Well, sometimes I hear voices in my head. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's Kimmy.
Okay. You think in my voice.
Well, I believe his inner voice is you.
But you talk in my bad ear. Head talks in my good ear.
You have headphones on.
No, but I have bad ears.
This about?
One ear is like at 30%, one's at like 60%.
Bro,
they don't make no difference with the headphones.
It don't make no difference.
Just continue.
Oh, boom, diddly, don't make no difference with the headphones, baby.
There's nothing to continue.
Somebody hand me my guitar.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh my God.
What happened?
I don't know how. I mean, I get this guy has money, so that probably helps a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But like, this poor woman.
Yeah.
This poor woman in like 15 different ways. And I get being a dad is hard, but you ain't.
And by the way, 15 different ways is probably how it feels.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, do you remember Sean Alexander?
Yeah, but I don't know why.
All right, so for those who aren't deep football fans, Sean Alexander was a running back, played the bulk of his career in Seattle. Alabama Crimson Tide guy also. He was the 2005 MVP, three-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro. The guy had a hell of a career.
He's a man.
Got a resume.
Yep, he's like right before Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Really impressive. Sean Alexander has not played in the NFL since 2008.
Right, he must be just relaxing and just enjoying life.
No, it turns out he's been busy because it was announced earlier this week that Sean Alexander and his wife are expecting their 14th child together.
That's insane.
It's nuts.
Let me say that again.
One woman,
yep.
14 child.
14 children all together, the both of them. He is 48 years old. Yeah. I do not know how old his wife is.
Yeah,
she
I
is
mean,
tired.
She's got, I mean, even if she's younger than him, she's got to be getting up there in terms of having a baby.
She's got to look older than him based on what has happened.
Okay, so Sean Alexander is big about being a dad, believe it or not.
Apparently.
So everywhere he goes, he takes like all of his kids with him. And it looks like they run the gamut from like the early 20s down to like, well, they'll have a newborn in nine months. All right.
That sounds disturbing.
I mean, this woman's just lived her life.
It just does. It doesn't sound, it sounds unnatural.
Well, no, it's actually the most natural thing you can do.
No, I mean, like there are a lot of people, like, whether it's religious or not, that It's not uncommon, I guess.
Well, no, it's uncommon. It's uncommon.
Well, that
I
many.
Hope it's uncommon. It sounds abusive to me.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Bro, for a woman to have a kid is one thing.
Oh, here comes Tommy trying to score progressive points.
But you pass a bleacher through your body.
There are women that love being pregnant.
I understand that. 14 times?
Doubt I mean, it. She's lived her life as a pregnant person
what's
for
I'm saying?
The
like,
last 20 years.
Yeah, think of the... I just can't imagine what that does to your body over time.
Yeah.
To your organs.
No, I'm with you on that. Like it would be strange to live your entire adult life.
I didn't think you could live. I would think one of them kids is going to kill me. I mean, just trying to give birth after a while. One of the kids coming out is going to reach up and grab something coming out. Like you know, kids, they grab everything at the grocery store.
Like it's a Subway stop?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think.
It sounds, it doesn't even sound fun to have that many children. Like, I mean, unless, you're right, he's got so much money that he has people to take care of, but why?
Well, no, it doesn't look like he has people to take care of them. It looks like he and his wife take them everywhere. They do everything together. He says he loves being a dad.
Wow.
It's like his greatest accomplishment. And, you know, look, if you have the means to do it, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I was a family, I was one of four.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids.
To the point where when my wife and I, you know, we were planning our family.
Yeah.
My argument was, let's stop at two. That way we're not having to play a zone defense. And, like, we have time to, like, focus individually on the kids. Because, look, you know, my parents, God bless them, they both worked.
Yeah.
They didn't have time, really, to, like, focus on each one of us individually. I didn't want to do that. How do you do that with 14 kids?
It's insane. So I had one aunt in Auburn. She had, I think, either seven or nine. And they didn't have a lot of money. And it looked, even as a little kid, it looked like it was miserable. Because it was just constant, like, chaos when you went to the house.
Sure, sure.
And they were all young. She had them all pretty close to each other.
Okay.
And I was like, how do you, even as, like, a little kid, like, this sucks.
You know what would bother me, I think?
What?
As a, like,
having
this,
me judge you as a little kid?
Well, yeah, that also.
Walk around in a sport coat?
Like, it looks like he's got kids in their late teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. When I know what having a baby entails, and I find out that my parents are having a baby, I don't care how mature you are. That's got to mess with you.
Oh, sure it does.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you could be thinking about having
kids yourself. Yes.
Like, we're taking a pass.
In the next few years, I don't know what their plan is, but it's possible.
And there's no way any human being has that much patience. It's impossible.
I mean, he was like, a runner that waited for a hole to open up.
Right.
Do you also get to the point, though, where it's so many that it's... I don't know. It's just you live your life in constant chaos, so you get used to it.
Okay, but that doesn't sound like... I mean,
look, it's like battle fatigue.
And again, like, not to judge another parrot, you know, but like... If,
excuse me. That was her vagina. I have another one? Come on, baby.
252 WCMF. Former NFL running back Sean Alexander and his wife announced this week they are expecting their 14th child. They have had 14 children together. And, like, there are lots of former NFLers that have a lot of kids.
Yeah, but they spread the field.
Travis Henry sticks out. Did he have 11, former Bills running back, 11 kids with 10 different women? To have all of them with the same woman.
Yeah. And she still likes you. That's the other thing. Like, that woman had 14 kids and still could smile seeing you coming through
the
door.
That could have been her dream. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, there are some people that they just, they wanted a big family. They love being a mom. Like, that is like
their dream to scream, baby.
Okay. I mean, 14, you think you'd get to the point where you want to do some stuff for yourself at some point. But I don't know. Like, there are people out there that strive for that.
So Aaron writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the show Kimmy was trying to think of. Isn't there a show on TLC called 19 Kids and Counting?
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't some horrible stuff?
Yes, okay. Some of the kids had some issues, yes. And I think even the old man, maybe.
I mean, like, odds aren't in your favor that they're all going to turn out great.
Joey writes us on Instagram, and he brings up a good point. How do you get them all around? You'd need a Greyhound bus. He's right. Like, what vehicle do you have where you can transport all 14 of your children?
You would need almost like a camper, like an RV.
Yeah.
Like one of those fancy, like, touring buses. You'd show up like the Stones.
Yeah, like once you get past four or five kids, like it's going to affect your mode of transportation now.
Absolutely. And think about like, because they fly with him to like all these like things he does. Think about what one flight for your family of 13, soon to be 14, costs.
So he's got to fly privately.
Or rent a bus.
Like those rent-a-jets you see on TV fancy people.
It's probably cheaper.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper than
him and John Elway go together all the time. Because he's always giving people a ride.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben before we get out of here. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Ben. So, good to hear from you, buddy.
Growing up, there was a family in my church. They had 10 kids, and the van that they drove, this is how you get around it. You don't buy a bus. You buy, like, one of those old-school Ford Econoline, like a 15-passenger van.
Okay.
We called them homeschool vans because most homeschool families have, like, at least four kids. And like,
just to fill out the seating chart.
Yeah, no, it's for real. It's like, okay, you sit there, it's ridiculous. But actually, one of my friends, he just had his ninth or tenth kid. I'm just like, why? Why do you want that many kids?
I mean, it sounds terrible to say, but I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Why? What is that doing for you? What is it doing for you?
Two kids. Yeah, like you said, two kids is enough. Like, my two girls, I love them to death, but I'm kind of on the fence of having another kid because, like, I just want a boy. But, like, do I really want a third kid? Because it's already, it's already dumb.
I'll say this. Hey, Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I had a vasectomy. We talked about this on the air a couple years ago. And recently, there was worry that maybe the vasectomy did not do its job. And I found this out recently, was horrified.
Oh, yeah.
Horrified. And obviously, if whatever happened, we would be fine. We would make it. But that was not something I was anticipating or like,
because you think you took care of it.
Yeah, we're all good here.
I mean, you spent the money, went through the pain.
I had to smell
panic is a normal emotion.
Can you get your money back?
Don't feel guilty about that.
I don't know, because they don't guarantee it works. And there's still a percentage, even if it's successful, that one slips through.
Yeah, but still, but goddamn, man.
I'm very potent. But my wife and I sneeze on her, she gets pregnant. Legit.
Well, stop doing that.
Like, I had to smell them cauterizing the inside of my balls, I think I deserve to not have kids.
Yeah, burning ball meat, not good.
But Kimmy, to your point, I was more freaked out recently than when I found out I was going to be a dad in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, this is not in
the
plan.
Well, you had a timeline.
Exactly,
now.
Yeah.
Like, I have some ideas in my head.
Yeah, you were going to have a mate.
Yeah.
Late.
That would have really thrown that off.
Here comes late boy or girl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.